we have Liesel van der Westhuizen, and she comes from KFM Morning Host. She's a KFM Morning Host, and she'll be letting us know about, she always comes through with this very innovative way of keeping us fit, and it's very different, and I really appreciate it quite a lot. Liesel, good morning.
Good morning, Masanga. It is sleep week, so I thought let's get really unusual and get advice on sleep and why you shouldn't exercise before bedtime. I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently this is a thing. I know.
Wait, which one is it? Should we exercise or shouldn't we exercise?
Well, you know what? I that was the debate that I've been having for the last week, and I thought let's get some experts in to weigh in on this. So I've got a voice note from Claire Newton, a psychologist and speaker, on why we shouldn't exercise before bedtime.
Is because exercise before bedtime will impair the quality of your sleep. Good quality sleep is not only vital for your overall health and well-being, it's also necessary if you want to get the maximum benefit from your exercise and fitness regime. Although daily exercise will help you to sleep better, one of the principles of good sleep hygiene is that you should not exercise within 4 to 6 hours of going to sleep, because the endorphins or feel-good chemicals that are released will impair quality sleep. You can read more about the principles of good sleep hygiene on my website, clairenewton.co.za.
That was Claire Newton, psychologist, giving us advice. And I thought, okay, we've got a psychologist giving advice. Wasanga, let's get someone who is a sports scientist. And I got Dr. Russ Tucker, who also presents a great science of sports podcast called Sports in Science podcast, to give us a voice note and to actually break it down for us if you should be exercising before bedtime or if you shouldn't. So this is Dr. Russ Tucker. As I press, so I'm in Cape Town, I'm pressing play for you this morning, Wasanga. Here we go.
Hi, I am Dr. Russ Tucker, and I'm here to give you a little bit of advice about how to position your exercise in relation to your sleep. I think the key principle here is that when we exercise, we are putting our bodies under some stress. This is a good thing. It's a stress that causes us to get fitter by adaptation and therefore healthier. But it's a stress regardless. And in response to stress, our bodies release hormones like adrenaline. We enter an increased state of arousal. Our body temperatures will go up. Our metabolic rate will be higher. And the trouble with that is that if we then try to go to sleep too soon after all of those changes, it makes it very difficult, A, to fall asleep, and B, to get a good quality night's sleep. So the key with respect to exercise is that the intensity of your training has to be low enough so that when you do go to bed, all of those exercise-induced changes, that fight or flight, that increased state of arousal, are already gone. So if you are going to train harder with higher intensities, then you need your exercise session to end 2 to 3 hours at least before your bedtime. If you're doing lighter training, so for instance walking rather than running, a slower jog or cycle instead of a faster run or cycle, then you can afford for your exercise to end closer to your bedtime than it would if it was high intensity. So the key is you have to juggle the timing where you give yourself an hour or two or perhaps 3 to 4 hours with the intensity, where the higher the exercise intensity, the longer you will need after training ends before you try to go to sleep. It's really important that you figure out what works for you. It's an individual thing, and whatever relaxes you at the end of the day is going to improve your quality of sleep. So play detective and find out what works best.
Wasanga, that was Dr. Ross Tucker, and I love what he said there. The higher the intensity, the higher the space between your bedtime and working out. Mm. And finding those relaxation exercises as well. So I don't know if you have a routine before you go to bed. Don't worry, neither do I. Don't laugh. We can be open
well,
here.
Brushing my teeth. I was involved in the 20 day 20 push up challenge. It worked out quite well for a bit, and as soon as I tried to move to sit ups, it didn't work out.
But we need to talk about this.
Yeah, but yes, I've fallen off when it comes to my workout, because I think I had it, man. In the beginning of January, it was really cool, and then the alcohol opened up again, and not that I partook. I didn't, mom, but maybe I did. But it's just, I don't know. I think I need to get back on the horse again.
And you know what? Don't put pressure on yourself. Just take it easy. And especially if you're going to train just before bedtime, there's some fun things that you can do. So you've brushed your teeth. You can just stand tall and give yourself a bear hug after you've brushed your teeth, because that helps you to relax.
Oh.
And you take a nice deep inhale, exhale, hug yourself, and that's a nice relaxation exercise before bedtime. So you don't actually have to do a full exercise or a workout routine. You can find little relaxation exercises.
I heard stretching as well is quite effective.
Stretching is incredible. You can do a figure four stretch where you lie face up on the floor, then keep your back flat or on your bed, and you bring both legs up and to your chest, hug yourself, and then cross over on either side, and with your arms on the right side to the left side and your knees together on one side or the other. So stretching is really important before bedtime and waking up as well. So there's some things you can do, some things that you can't, but what I loved with what Dr. Ross Tucker, the advice that he gave us, is everyone is individual. You exercise depending on what your body says to you and how your body reacts. And he says, play detective. So when it comes to the workout advice we share here, it's all about just advice. And every individual has a different need and a different reaction to how they work out before bedtime. So it's your journey and it's your way of discovering what works for you and what doesn't. And we want to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us on our Cape Talk and our 702 WhatsApp numbers. Let us know what your bedtime routine is. Mm-hmm. And if you have unusual workouts that you do just before bedtime, to help you sleep.
What about caffeine? I don't know. Like, there's people who say that I'll have a cup of coffee before bed, and I'm shocked. I'm like, what? And I remember I don't know what I was thinking as a kid. I forgot I had a sports day, and then I just decided to drink a Red Bull before bed. You can imagine how that worked out.
No, I can just imagine. But then there are people, you see, so everybody is different. Everyone's body reacts differently. I cannot have caffeine before bedtime because I will fall asleep at 3, which is the time I have to be here. So everyone is different. So what works for you will work for you, and what doesn't. We just share advice, we share opinions, and we all have our own self-discovery when it comes to our workout routines, our bedtime routines, our sleep routines. And with Sleep Week being this week, let's share some tips on exercising before bedtime. It is Workout Wednesday, and things that can help you sleep as well.
And a quick one, I always squeeze you because you're so knowledgeable, and I just really appreciate how the detail you went into with regards to speaking to a sports scientist and a psychologist. And I know there are a lot of people who have had to take their fitness and well-being into their own hands, and they've really found ways. I saw this other dude was jogging, and he's like, I don't really like the gym. I realize I don't like working out. I like the sauna.
But
I just want to quickly go to the fact that we're moving towards winter and it's a bit colder and it's getting dark as well. What kind of attire should people look at? And also, you know, maybe safety. What's your advice there, especially for early morning risers?
Absolutely. I was actually researching that for a topic in the next couple of weeks. So you've caught me ahead of time because I have prepped this. It's about downloading. There's some safety tracker apps. We'll try and say it in one word, track appers, apps that track you when you're out running or training. Training a group is another thing. Cape Town gets a lot of rain in winter. I know Joburg doesn't get as much rain, so you are training in the rain. So make sure that if you are running or cycling, that you either are got the right shoes, the right equipment, the right wear. And then I've been testing out a wool product called Core Merino, and the wool repels rain and the wetness against your chest. And I'm going to review that. We've been challenged to wear the same workout kit for 7 days without washing it. So that's a challenge that's coming up on early mornings. And it's just about safety in numbers. So check that you've got the right attire, that you are warm, that you've got a safety track, that you've got the correct shoes or gear when you're out there. Yeah, and let people know where you are. I mean, it's dark already in Cape Town. Sunrise is only at 10 to 7. So we're already experiencing winter training hours here. So it's just be safe. Be prepared and put all your kit out the night before so you're not running around in the morning trying to get it all together.
Thank you so much, Liesl. That's Liesl van der Westwezen. You can join her on KFM Mornings. She's the host there. And of course, she's been letting us know a bit more about the relation between sleep and bedtime. Thank you, Liesl. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sosanga.